Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Build on the Rock. In Luke chapter 6, verses 47 and 48, we find these words. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. I'm always fascinated by the construction of tall buildings. The builders seem to be spending more time going down than going up. The reason is simple. Without a solid foundation built on solid rock, the building will lack stability and be subject to catastrophic failure. The same is true of buildings that are constructed in high wind zones. The rule of thumb in the construction of a building that will withstand the gales of adversity is to go deep before rising up. Spiritually, we have a fundamental application as well. Unless we dig deep and anchor our life into the bedrock of God's Word, our spiritual walk will be subject to collapse when the winds of adversity howl around us. I urge all of us to rededicate ourselves to spend more time on and in the solid rock of our precious Bible. Stand tall on the solid rock of His words. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today. Trust Him completely and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.